Yeah, we started on my 50th birthday on July 21st in Florida. And the idea is to take 3 years of our life to go around the world in a very special vehicle. It's a kind of flying motorcycle with a delta wing above called Weightshift Trike. And we started in Florida in July and went up all the way up to Oshkosh to a great air show there. And from there we went down southwest hoping that we can cross in the next days the Rockies to reach the west coast.
And then from where?
Then we go down the continent, the west side from the entire American continent, Central America, South America to Argentina, and going up the west coast, crossing the Caribbean, coming back to the U.S. From Canada, we are crossing the Atlantic over Greenland and Iceland to Europe, then across Europe, down to Africa, to Cape Town, the other side from Africa up through Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, into Asia. And, well, we hope Easter 2015 we can reach Sydney in Australia.
Wow. And why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, it's not a really common idea, of course. But 1 year ago, we were sitting together, and we did our planning for the vacation for this year. And we came up with the idea to have 4 weeks vacation here in the U.S., flying this Weightshift Trike a little bit around the canyons, and, well, you have a beautiful country here. But then my wife, Doreen, told me, well, Andreas, you are living some time in Central America, in Belize, so why we don't fly in the U.S. and also go to Belize? And I told her, okay, it will be like a three-month trip. And, well, then we came up that I was living also in South America 20 years, and it would be nice to visit all those places. And then it was a year, and, well, it was a basic idea to take a year off from our work and getting back then through Greenland and Iceland back to Europe with our plane. And, well, then Doreen just told me, okay, why we're not going also to Africa then? It's nice to fly very low with this plane with the elephants and the giraffes and hippos and whatever there's there. And, well, then we was already with 3 years, and then we said, okay, we have already the American continent, Europe, and Africa. We don't want to skip Asia and Australia. So we ended up with our 3 months to a now.
How dangerous is it? How dangerous is flying this type of an open-air aircraft?
Well, I'm 50, you know, so I'm not really in this age where you want to take a lot of risk, but it is kind of risky. We are out in the weather, you know, in the wind, in the rain, and cold, in the hot, whatever comes, we are out like a bird. We have no windshield. When I didn't tie my shoes proper and they fall down, they will just go 2,000-3,000 feet down and I will lose them. There's nothing that protects us really around. We are sitting on a chair there and looking out like a bird seeing the world.